Nolte, Documents Prove CNN Hired a Shameless Liar in Andrew McCabe. By John Nolte on January 3, 2020. Documents have emerged that prove far-left CNN hired a shameless liar in Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI. In August, CNN, an anti-Trump outlet that traffics in conspiracy theories, fake news, and promoting violence against Trump supporters, hired the disgraced former deputy director as a contributor and analyst. At the time, McCabe was already out at the FBI after then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions fired him for an unauthorized disclosure to the news media and lacking candor, including under oath, on multiple occasions. This week, new documents emerged that not only prove McCabe is a liar, but that he remained silent as the FBI launched an investigation to track down a leaker when the leaker was McCabe. The New York Post reports that McCabe in May 2017 denied that he was the source of the leak, but later fessed up, angering bureau investigators who had been spinning their wheels trying to identify the source of the leak. In other words, and this is important, the deputy director of the FBI allowed his own subordinates to waste their time on a wild goose chase when the goose they were chasing was him. McCabe said nothing. He's deputy director, and he said nothing as his own men ran around like fools. Worse still, McCabe only spoke up after he was caught. During a 2017 FBI interview, McCabe finally admitted he authorized the leak. The Post summarized the interview this way. I need to know from you, did you authorize this article? Were you aware of it? Did you authorize it? An agent asked McCabe. The agent then described McCabe's response, and as nice as could be, he said, yep. Yep, I did. The investigator then said that things had suddenly changed 180 degrees with this after McCabe's admission, which turned his initial denials into a potential crime. In our business, we stop and say, look, now we're getting into an area for due process, the agent said. I was very careful to say, with all due respect, this is what you told us. This has caused us some kind of, you know, sidetracking here now with some information other people have told us, the agent said, growing increasingly frustrated. This is the most telling part. I remember saying to McCabe, I said, sir, you understand that we've put a lot of work into this based on what you told us, the agent said. I mean, and I even said, long nights and weekends working on this, trying to find out who amongst your ranks of trusted people would do something like that. McCabe kind of just looked down, kind of nodded, and said, yeah, I'm sorry. And you know, at least when it comes to us Trump supporters, lying to the FBI is a crime. Naturally, though, McCabe has not been charged with a crime because no one in the FBI or the deep state is ever held accountable for anything, much less their crimes. In fact, McCabe has been rewarded for his criminal leaks and his criminal lying with a cushy CNN gig because there is no qualification more important to CNN than being a documented member of the deep state and a proven liar. Keep this in mind, though. If McCabe is willing to lie to the FBI, if he's willing to send his own men on a wild goose chase to cover up his lies, just try to imagine the lies he's telling the public as he does his CNN analyst bit. What's more, if CNN is willing to hire and hang on to a liar like this, try to wrap your mind around the dishonesty and degeneracy the failed news network tolerates everywhere else. CNN chief Jeff Zucker seems proud of CNN's lack of credibility and barrel bottom ratings. How else to explain the kamikaze course he's chosen? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.